For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The Walk to End Alzheimer's will be held in September in Mattoon. We recently spoke with Maggie with the Alzheimer's Association regarding the walk.
So the Walk to End Alzheimer's is a 2-mile walk that takes place in the community, and it's really to raise funds and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association, and those funds, you know, go back to research and trying to find a cure for the awful disease.
Maggie stated that the walk will be held on September 30th at the Roundhouse Complex in Mattoon. Registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. and the opening ceremonies will kick off the walk at 9:30 a.m. During the opening ceremonies, local individuals will speak about how Alzheimer's has affected their lives. According to Maggie, the walk is usually wrapped up by 11 a.m. Also, according to Maggie, the Alzheimer's Association is looking for volunteers to help with the walk. For the full interview with Maggie, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. A state representative in the middle of negotiations to find an end to the education reform impasse questions the quality of education students are receiving. During a House committee hearing Wednesday, Republican State Representative Bob Pritchard, who's one of the lawmakers that's been assigned to bipartisan negotiations, questioned the student college readiness rates of testifying school superintendents.
All of your districts, supposedly in your report card, are below 50% ready for college. So what is the limiting factor that you would implement first?
Sandoval School Superintendent Jennifer Garrison said her high school is in the bottom 5%. She said more teachers are needed to focus on individual needs. Pritchard fired back.
This seems to be a point that we're concerned about per student growth, and yet all of a sudden we want to protect districts. And if you're losing students, why do you need that extra dollars?
Overall, IllinoisReportCard.com shows a 46% college readiness rate for the entire state. This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.